Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Pain!
Yes!
Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola!
Yeah, so I was in the hospital with severe pancreatitis and gallstones.
Pain!
Yes!
At the same time or two separate occasions?
At the same time.
Gee, which one hurt worse, or is it just one concentrated pain?
At that point, it was just one concentrated hurt. It was so severe, they give my own morphine pump.
Gee, now, what did you think? Does it feel like your stomach hurts? Does it feel like your ass hurts? Is it your back? What?
No, it was my stomach area, my chest. Yeah, it was bad.
And what did you think it was, or did you just have no idea?
Well, I knew what it was because I'd had it once before when I lived in California.
And what exactly is pancreatitis? I mean, I know it's a bad thing for your pancreas, but I mean, what has gone wrong?
Your pancreas is shutting down. It's no longer producing the bile that it needs to.
And what causes that? Or is it just luck of the draw?
I think in my case, it was caused from the gallstones blocking the bile duct that leads from the gallbladder to your pancreas.
So basically, you're just knocking dominoes down.
Yeah, basically.
And then how long does it take to recover from that? What do they do?
I was in there for over two months.
Holy ass, man.
Yeah, I lost like 90 pounds.
How much did you weigh when you went in?
I went in at about 265, and I come out at less than 190.
So you come out, you got to go to the store and buy new clothes.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And what do you weigh now? How much weight have you put back on?
Right now I weigh like 210.
All right. Okay. All right, so you get most of it off.
Damn. Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's your new diet plan, everybody. Yeah. Pancreatitis.
That's it.
Now, our gallstones.
Kept it off. Like, it's not the way you want to lose weight.
Yeah, you kept it off.
It's not how you want to lose weight, but once you have lost the weight, he has maintained well since then. We're saying there's the positive from the negative.
I lose my arm from my shoulder up, right?
Lost weight.
I have. I've probably lost about 15 pounds.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, it's inconvenient. I'm not proud of myself, but at the same point in time, you know, I'm 190 or what? I'd be 175.
Yeah.
I'd rather not go to the hospital with that pancreatitis.
I agree. Hey, look, we're looking for the positive here.
All right.
The man lost weight. He has not put it all back on. Sure, he had pancreatitis and gallstones.
Took a leg off. But
had the worst pain of his life.
Yes, all of that. But in the end,
for 2 weeks,
he looks great.
If you could pick one thing to happen to you, if you have to go through this, other than a big pile of money or something like that, you know, that's not the worst side effect to have.
As far as side effects, you're right. If you have to go through the pain.
Look, if you're going to go through all this, the good news is you're going to lose 90 pounds.
You're going to look great.
You're going to look huge down there.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
So, my gallbladder tried to kill me.
All right.
According to the doctor.
Did it hire a hitman or what?
Pretty much. Back when I was late 20s and stubborn and working night shifts, I thought I really had to fart. Like, really bad, couldn't fart. Just.
So wait, Were you trying to fart and you couldn't, or did you think you had to fart and you were trying to hold it?
No, I was totally trying to fart. I wanted to get rid of that pain.
Okay.
It started in my lower back, and then it just, like, radiated like the sun. That's all I wanted was relief. So I slept on it. The next day, it wouldn't go away, so I, of course, took myself to the ER. And they did some blood work, and they looked at me, and they were like, this isn't good. And they put me on the Dilaudid, which is...
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That really good IV drip. And I was like, whoa, this is much better. So then when they took the scan, whatever they put through my body, there was a triangle of gallstones blocking any exit out of my gallbladder, and my gallbladder was dying.
Like literally, so the gallbladder itself's dying.
It literally, there was white spots on it from it dying.
Jesus. So,
I know. And this was 2020, January, so right before COVID hit, so they were able to actually get me into the emergency room.
And what, is it a surgery and they removed the stones, or is it stones that you have to pass, like kidney stones?
No, they took the gallbladder out completely.
Okay, so you, I guess you
so
don't
you're
need
gallbladder
it?
Free.
Yep.
And we-
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I asked this a couple weeks ago, now I can't remember. What does the gallbladder do? What is its purpose in the human body?
What I know is that now when I try to eat fried foods, I really, really regret it.
I believe it secretes bile.
In what way do you regret it? Like heartburn? You poop yourself? What?
Oh, my stomach is in knots. I want to vomit, all sorts of things. So,
what's your favorite?
What fried food are you willing to risk it for?
Deep fried pickles.
Deep fried pickles.
That sucks.
Really? Hell no.
No, dude.
I would take deep fried mushrooms.
Mozzarella sticks.
Fried chicken.
Damn, boys. Risking it for a frickle.
You might as well just have fried cauliflower.
I mean, my God.
As long as we're talking frickles, I'm guessing it's like the little coin ones, not the spears, right? Spears.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah. Mozzarella sticks are on there too. Don't try to earn
my respect. You lost it all with the
onion rings.
Risking it for a frickle. A frickle. I thought for sure it would be something awesome and decadent.
Are we all in agreement that that is the worst fried food?
Yes.
Name one more. Name a bad fried food then.
Fried mushrooms.
Oh, they're delicious.
Disagree.
I'll go with Ted on that. I've never even heard of fried mushrooms. So I'll put them there. Yeah.
Do you like mushrooms in general?
They're fine. Okay. I could also live without them.
If you were our friend Laura here, and they say, look, man, you know.
Frickles or mushrooms? Yeah, I'm taking
the frickles. No, not that. We know. Everyone's going to have a fried food that they're going to die on that hill, right? And I would expect it to be, and granted, I'm black, so it just comes out fried chicken. Like I said, the mozzarella sticks.
Come on, that's what I'm risking it for.
Yeah. I'm writing the stereotype.
Hey,
rotisserie chicken.
That's not fried chicken. The fried food that I'm willing to put my life on the line for there. And they said, you get to pick one, all right? Would you go frickle?
No, I'd go chicken wings.
I'd probably go with you. No, you know what? I'd go egg rolls.
Ooh, that's a good call, man.
The problem with chicken wings, though, is I feel like I could bake them long enough to get them crispy.
You could do that.
Sorry, all right.
Would you risk it for a frickle, Ted? That's what I'm at.
Like, I mean, I would, but I like frickles.
Yeah. Laura, how often do you have a frickle? God,
I'm sorry, what?
How often do you eat the frickle?
I had one for my birthday.
Do you just eat one, or do you eat the whole basket?
I eat a handful. If I don't eat too much, it's okay.
How many?
But I can't eat fried chicken or deep fried fish. Oh.
Okay, so like Ted said, you're eating the chip version of the frickle, right? So how many frickles, assuming they're the chip ones, could you eat before you know you should stop?
Probably about five.
That'll okay. go.
I'm going to call you five frickle lord.
I'm never going to have to worry about this issue because I'm never going to eat frickles.
No.
By the way, the Beach Tavern, Mike, down in Tacoma, some of the best fried mushrooms you will ever eat in your life.
Oh, that I won't eat in my life.
No, if you pop in there, go and try them.
No, but just
the way you feel about the fried pickle, I think it's just the way we feel about the fried mushrooms.
He's never had one.
Look, man, it's not that. Obviously, I don't like fried pickles. I don't like pickles. I'm just saying, in her case, with all of the delicious fried foods out there,
shrimp.
And you say, which one are you going to risk it for? I just did not think of frickle.
You just came at it with such disgust, man. Like, I get it. It wouldn't be at the top of my list either.
It was a true reaction. That's all. Laura, I apologize. Yes, I was very abrupt, but that was my honest response. All the fried food out there.
You were almost insulted that it was a fried pickle.
I am insulted it's a frickle.
Man, I think in the end it would be fried seafood I'd miss the most.
See, mm-hmm. I could literally. You said, dude, I mean fried shrimp. I go, fine. He didn't die on a frickle. He died eating shrimp.
I'm having fried shrimp tomorrow.
See?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.